You have no idea what you got involved with. You have no idea who you're messing with.
Mike,
you
not.
Have no idea. Congratulations.
Y'all better tune in to Monday nights after Raw, to the only show doing a recap when it goes off. You know how Mondays go. Watch your Raw first, then listening to the Perfect Plex Radio. Shout out to the CEO, my homie Mike Knox.
What up?
AKA the Stephen A. Smith, the wrestler.
Get out of here with that.
And if you ever met him, you know he knows his wrestling. Don't believe me, check out his title collection.
The King of Belts.
Haters, we don't trust them, cause we destined for greatness. They on the bench watching the franchise players. Shout out to Spot Face. What up, KO?
On January 24th, 1988, a tradition was born.
It is now time for the Royal Rumble.
30 superstars, one winner. With a main event championship opportunity at WrestleMania on the line, the 27th annual Royal Rumble match is truly all about the numbers.
But is it all about the fans, people? Welcome back to Perfect Plex Talk Radio, the show of shows with the host of hosts and the crew of crews, people. 347-637-3859. I am your host, Mike Knox. I spell it with three X's because like the crowd in Pittsburgh last night, I am hardcore. You have the particulars, but what you do not have is the voice given to you by the WWE. I have hashtagged myself, hashtag WWE guy. I have hashtagged myself, wrestling its storyline. But right now, I'm going to hashtag myself, what in the hell was that, people? I can't get over this, people. I am astonished. I have a lot to say, a lot of positives, but also some negatives, people. But we want to hear from you again, the particulars. 347-637-3859. And as always, I'm joined by my man from the VIP. It might be empty, but I doubt it. What's going on, Spot?
Yo, man, I'm here live on deck. The VIP is in a very somber mood. We're not happy with the Rumble. We're not happy with the WWE. You're not happy with a lot of things. So the VIP, the ladies is on protest tonight. We was live last night. We on protest.
They know they're gonna get up and do their job. They know what their job is. Listen, people, just to go ahead and give you the rundown in case you have been underneath a rock somewhere, in case you do not have DSL, in case you're still on dial-up and you have yet to catch up to the rest of the world, the 27th annual WWE Royal Rumble took place last night in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Led off by a great, great pre-show where the New Age, Outlaws won the tag team title for the first time in 14 years, making another record. Went on into that, into opening up the pay-per-view with everybody's favorite, not just mine, not just the fans, but his peers and the legends that came before him as well. Peers in a great match. He lost that match, and as you joined the show yesterday, I predicted that that would happen because we thought bigger and better things would happen. But I put a quarter in the meter, and I will come back to that bigger and better thing that did or did not happen. Went in from that into going into a, honestly, I said it yesterday, Spot, a match where I thought would be entertaining, and to me, it was very entertaining watching Brock Lesnar beat the living snot, and as Spot predicted, breaking the arm of the Big Slow. I mean, the Big Show. Sorry, my son's a Big Show fan, so I cannot be disrespectful, but he is pretty slow. On into that, we get into what was surprising. At this point, we thought, well, just maybe the WWE would send their fans home happy. When you get, again, I know the IWC did not appreciate the match that we've seen for the 12th dozen time between Orton and John Cena, but I will be honest because I have to be who I am, and that's give you my nine-bar partisan's opinion about the pay-per-view and having a fan either way in the situation. I thought it was a good match. They came out, they did things they've never done before, and their thing where they knew each other so well that one knew the other person's move before they knew the move. I thought the match was good, despite the crowd at that point I thought was being disrespectful, and I will always think it's disrespectful. I go back to when Stone Cold Steve Austin came out, and he said the boring chant with my man Lance Storm. Stuff like that, as a wrestling fan, I think that's just too far, but I get into the Royal Rumble. At this point, we're having an A-plus pay-per-view. The Royal Rumble starts, and honestly, it continues to be an A-plus pay-per-view. But then that's when they would say, break the walls down, all hell broke loose. Why did all hell break loose? Because everyone's favorite, yours and mine, Daniel Bryan, which, by the way, I have been saying since SummerSlam, would be in the Royal Rumble, and he would win the Royal Rumble to then go on to main event WrestleMania and make the fans happy. All I can say is what everybody knows that I'm probably going to say, but I'm not agreeing with the latter of that, is that we do have to see and wait and see what happens. But however, I'm like a scratch record. I'm sorry, you're too young for that. I'm like that CD that you love on that one song on a CD that you keep playing over and over. That's me saying sit back and wait and see what happens. So I understand if I get any malice at me today for making that statement. But with that being said, the Royal Rumble winner happened to be somebody who, honestly, if you think back and be the intelligent fans that we know that this network produces, we should have saw that one coming. But I digress. I turn the floor over to you. Spotface, I see the lines are on fire. Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan, as well as the chat room, 347-637-359. And again, I have yet to give my opinion about the pay-per-view. Go ahead, Spot.
It was an A-plus beginning, and even in the Rumble in the beginning, we were still on an A-plus cursor until Kevin Nash came out. And what I mean by that, in my opinion, is he was just Diesel about 2 years ago.
Hashtag best
did
for
not
buddies.
Yeah, that's what's best for buddies. It wasn't needed. It wasn't like it was the Outsiders altogether. It wasn't like it was the NWO even. It was Kevin Nash. Like, he came out as Diesel, then he comes out as Kevin Nash, and honestly, from that point, I felt like the pay-per-view, you knew where it was headed. And a classic opener. If people don't think Bray Wyatt can go, him and Daniel Bryan put on a match of the year candidate.
Yeah.
Candidate. They stole the show. Brock and Big Show, they had a planned match, and they had to scratch it because they knew damn well there was no way they could follow that. I believe that as a former wrestler.
Oh,
as
hold
a
on.
Fan.
So you're telling me? So you're telling me that they can make an audible because they didn't make one.
Yeah.
Okay. Audible was made in that match. I disagree. I disagree with that. I think it was always set up that way. Like I give you the prediction that you said on the pre-show that you had to get Big Show off of TV somehow. You know what I mean? So I thought your prediction was dead on, and it was the only way to have that happen is. Brock Lesnar is not a dumb big monster, but at the same time, you know, he showed his intelligence. Hey, I'm going to break this dude's arm. But go ahead.
Yeah, but see, if you remember, he just hit him with the chairs. He didn't necessarily go for the broke. He didn't go for broke in the arm.
He didn't do the
Kimura lock. Like, Big Show walked away.
Right.
That's
right.
Why I got them in the chamber together.
Okay.
But what happened was they probably had a match planned out. And because they gave Daniel Bryan and Bray Wyatt about a good 15, 20 minutes, and
they
stole the show.
30 minutes.
they had 30 altogether? They stole the show. Like, honestly, that should have been next to the title match, if not after the title match, as awesome as it was. And,
Especially the way that it turned out, right.
But see, people want to get on, you know, the second match, we know what it was, so I'm not mad at that. It went as planned as it could be. The title match, for what it's worth, people, a great match.
I've been trying to argue that all day, that it wasn't bad. It was just very good.
But that's because of the crowd. But where I'm down on the match in this is, you say wrestling the storyline, you beat up my father. I'm going to fight you. We're not going to wrestle. That's where I draw that line.
But that's where you have to take onus as the superstar. Remember, you go back into the day when wrestling, you know, into the golden age. I always go to the 80s as the golden age of wrestling, where if that's up to John Cena to make it that kind of match. You know what I mean? At that point.
Right. But that's what I say. That's what I get down
certain
on.
Certain things aren't booking. You know, so.
Right. I'm not down on the match as far as the logic of the competitor.
Okay.
You know, there should have been a some brutality spots in there because Orton whooped on my dad. You understand what I'm saying? And he got away in the car, so I didn't get him Monday. I got to get him when I got him. And they didn't take advantage of that. But what I do say is the savior of the night was the Wyatt family with the pop-up appearance and saving
–
and saving.
If you say so.
I mean, it was very Edge-esque.
I'm not here to discredit
right.
anybody.
It was very Edge-esque of one-night stand with the RVD John Cena thing where we were behind it. And that's where I get on the pay-per-view where it falls off at because y'all had us. You understand what I'm saying? We were had. We was all locked in. We was all glued in. Either you streamed it, you bought it, you were there.
So shout out to Mike Grant, who Internet True Job. It's the Internet True
yeah,
Job.
It is the Internet
and,
True
and
Job.
And honestly, I got to say rightfully so because I think, like you said, we were all suckers. We were all laid to slam, to you know, to slaughter, if you will, so to speak. It was just one of those things that we should have saw coming. We should have
look at it this way. From a logical standpoint, if you knew going into this WWE that Bryan wasn't winning, then he could have won his opening match. You understand what I'm saying? The Wyatts would have got over. I had this argument in the flock a little bit. The Wyatts would have got over win or lose when you knew they was going to jump on the John Cena thing. You know what I mean? Bray was going to get over for the night doing the John Cena angle. So why Daniel Bryan couldn't have won the match if you knew y'all was going to stub him? And my heart goes out to Rey Mysterio. Before we go any further, he deserves a lot more than that for that mistreatment of the 30 slot because it wasn't fair to him. And I'm not talking about how the outcome played out with Batista winning or anything. I'm talking about a company guy who's been a great asset to that company from the moment he's been there, moves merchandise, gets the job done, and they just poop-putted
you know, they probably,
on you know,
they probably
Mysterio.
Thought, and you know I love the word poop-putt. 347-637-3859. I've always loved the word poop-putt. Maybe, and again, I can't rationalize with people who at this point I'm beginning to think don't got it or don't get it. But I'm thinking in that moment, all right, let's send out Ray. Maybe they won't boo Ray. Don't think.
No, it's not even that. See, again, coming from a standpoint, Knox, and you're an intelligent wrestling fan, if we're not going to give the people what we want, then let's do what's best for business. And it was stated in the flock, and I had to agree, what would have been best for business for the 30 slot would have been Bad News Barrett. I got bad news for you. I'm not there. You probably
awesome. I like that. You
that's
up
great
when I
business.
That was
because
awesome.
He's a
right.
heel. Because
right,
he would have got over for him.
Like
it would have got. It would have still did what y'all wanted to do business wise, and your future is still safe because you got more heat on the new heat needing guy, and they that's failed to do that, and that's where my anger is. Bad for business.
That's good. 347-637-3859. Now before I get K and me and everybody in on this. I'm trying to figure out why someone's calling my Xbox or calling me inbound. People, if you're listening to the program, you cannot call Mike Knox. You have to click on the website version of the link and hit link. Hit help me out there, Spot. Hit the Skype button. You can't call Mike Knox to Skype. Okay. I can't answer that while I'm live on the air.
Yeah, I can't do both.
I can't do both. I wish I could, but I can't. I'm going to say this to get it out there, so I'm going to get my opinions out there before I get anybody else on as far as my opinions of the pay-per-view. I didn't knock none of it until, honestly, I got up. Everybody knew, you knew, and a couple other guys knew I had to be at work. I literally got up at the 27th of March, and I walked away, and I said, he's not coming out. And I know a lot of you guys are streaming it, and I honestly, we got off the air. I said I was going to pay for it, and I still wasn't sure. I literally bought the pay-per-view because I thought I wanted to see Daniel Bryan have his moment. And I wanted to see it live and in living color. You know what I mean? I wanted to record it. I wanted to keep it, if you will. So that's why I paid for the pay-per-view. I tweeted out, I said, wow, Ray's going to be 30. And at that point, you can make an audible. I don't think for any stretch of the imagination, even if they didn't have him winning, right? When they knew the crowd was as a fever pitch as it was getting, they're monitoring the social networks. They see everybody's going crazy over the entire night, enjoying everything. I'm using KME's words. You make an audible in that point. And I don't think for any second
there, Omaha,
right. I don't think for any second there you could have disrespected Rey Mysterio by saying, hey, Rey, we changed our mind. We're going to send Daniel out there. I think Daniel, and you can, this is his peers in the business, the Mick Foley's, and we get somebody to read his what he wrote, lady. For what it's worth, Matt Hardy. HBK, Stone Cold. It's coming in by the droves of peers that look up. Like, these are guys that made it the business where it is. And these are guys that are saying, put this guy over. You know what I mean? This isn't the internet guys that were saying Zack Ryder, Zack Ryder, Zack Ryder. And you get a once occasional, you get a push for maybe John Cena saying something. You have everybody who's done it saying something. And this is where I have to put all the onus on Triple H. I'm putting it all on Triple H. He is in charge of what's going on backstage. I have said to my audience, my listening audience, that give it time, give it time. There's no way this guy could be this out of touch when he came in an era that was the era that gave everything to the fans. Now we're in the era of the fans don't get anything they want. So I blame it on Triple H, but I got to say again. Go ahead.
What we're getting right now, and I'm going to go on record as saying this, is the Triple H title reign when he was World Heavyweight Champion on Raw with Randy Orton. Orton is going to slay every dragon for Triple H. The Batista dragon that Triple H lost to at Mania, Randy Orton's going to slay that for him. You know what I mean? I see the writing on the wall for the negative aspect. And if D-Bry is to ever get a moment, people, it's not going to happen till Money in the Bank. I said it. He'll win Money in the Bank, cash in at SummerSlam or Orton, and it'll take a year and come full circle.
Well, is Money in the Bank after SummerSlam?
No, Money in the Bank is before SummerSlam. That's why Orton cashed in, remember?
Right. You're right. I'm sorry.
That's the only way this can ever come full circle. And dare I say, the fans who have already been disappointed enough will have checked out and don't care no more. And that's where I get upset at. Because like Stone Cold, like Mick Foley, like everybody, you strike while the iron is hot. You don't do it when it's warm. You don't do it when it's not cold. It's just a little warm. You know, like when you warm rice in the microwave, and you know it's like 80%.
I'm sorry. You warm up rice in the microwave? Oh, I guess.
Son, when you eat Chinese food, don't front.
But that's different rice. They got special stuff in their rice. We ain't got that kind of rice that they
bring. Right, but you know what I'm saying. But you know what I mean? Like, you don't do that. And I think that's the problem. Like I said, for the Rumble, I'm so disappointed in what they did with Big E. I would have loved for Big E and Roman Reigns to have tossed out the same number of people. And, I had a collision course where you could see Roman Reigns versus Big E for the IC. Hey, that's something to build on. They just poop-putted all over it with your boy Kane coming out making history. Kane made history for entering the Rumble almost twice and for being maskless and shirtless. He's never done that before, people.
Now, I'm going to get back into my point because as I had a chance to watch it again today, I'm going to choose my words very carefully because I know everybody, we got a lot of irate fans. And I'm going to state what I questioned the show as, do they care? I don't think they care. Let me just say that. I don't think they care at this point. When you got guys that are crying or that are people that are willing to not ever watch wrestling again, I heard my man Mike Grant saying, I see him. I see you holding there, Mike Grant. Said, you're going to have people not boycott the app at this point because you have
to. Yeah, that network is pissed poor now. I don't care.
Right. You have to do what's best for business. And best for business is putting over, showing us a little bit of integrity towards you care about something that we, the fans, care about. So with that being said and having that in mind, it brings me to my point of it wasn't really all bad. It should have been things we should have expected. Yes, Daniel. If Daniel Bryan wasn't going to win the Rumble, then he should have beat Bray Wyatt. If he was going to have him in the Rumble and you didn't even want him to still win because you made this deal because it's hashtag best for buddies to have Batista win, That's fine. Then have him in the Rumble and somehow get screwed again. So at least that way the Tommy Dreamer, Mick Foley kind of thing still continues, just to give some kind of hope. At this point, it's like, I have no idea what's going on. But 347-637-3859. Now, I still give the pay-per-view. I still give it an overall B. It was at an A+. I give it a B-. It can't go much further than that because just because we didn't get the outcome we wanted, you can grade it on that all you want to. In my opinion, I'm not going to give it a bad grade because I didn't get the winner that I wanted to win.
No, so, it's not even that.
You said your point was once Nash came out. When Nash came out, it wasn't nothing bad about Nash coming out because these are things to be expected. It's things to be expected in a Royal Rumble. I heard people saying, "Oh, you wasted slots." Really? Half the roster that was there were wasted slots. Okay.
Can I explain? Can I have a rebuttal?
I'm talking. I got the floor right now. You can have the floor when I'm done the floor. But right now, you know, I have the gavel in my hand. I'm sitting at the head of the table. I'm the son of the anarchy. I'm the VP. I mean, I'm the P and you the VP. So you sit back till I hit the gavel. The gavel has not been hit. Now, okay, you cannot – you have to look at the body of water. The body of water was incredible last night. It truly was incredible last night. I understand and I agree with what didn't happen. But I cannot say because it – because I thought the ending was piss poor, poo puttish, screwed me, put a broomstick up my arse. If you're into that kind of stuff, then, hey, I'm not judging you. But, if you know, I'm not going to give it a D. I've heard people give it an F. I heard because you didn't get the winner that you wanted. That's
I
all
I'm
saying.
For being right.
You give it a – you're funny. We got Cammy here. He's been holding
I didn't get my –
We've been talking for a half an hour.
Really? Well, you were talking for 20 minutes.
No, you took most of that time for the first – I got people hitting me saying, wow, I never saw Spot talk this much. Spot, you're crying like the people on the Internet. Who's your daddy? Okay, KME.
Ooh, Austin McClain. Wait a minute now.
What's my name?
Oh, you lost that bet. That means that was years ago.
Years. But go ahead, KME. And I see you guys holding Chad 706, my infamous informer. Ronnie, if you want to hit the one button. I know you guys are on Skype, but I need to know if you want to talk to me. Hit the one button on your Skype so I can know you put your place in line. Go ahead, KME.
Nothing. I you know, pretty much agree with everything Spot said. I thought, you know, I gave this show actually a little bit higher than you, Mike. I gave it a B+, but I told y'all fools, you know, for months that Brian ain't winning the Royal Rumble. So when he didn't win the Royal Rumble.
Do me
Rumble,
a favor. Kiss my ass. Okay.
I'm just saying, you know.
What else do I hope for? It's like telling your kids there's no Santa Claus. You know?
I knew he wasn't winning. But you know what? I started to get my hopes up when he lost to Bray Wyatt. This is what I don't understand about WWE. I'm so dumbfounded by the logic there. They have Bryan and Wyatt put on an epic match, especially for a Royal Rumble match. There are a few exceptions. Angle and Benoit had a great Royal Rumble match. But typically, Royal Rumble matches are just filler matches. They usually put some unimportant dude like Bob Holly in a main event spot. It is what it is. But this match with Wyatt and Brian was epic. It was memorable. It's the first time I ever took Bray Wyatt seriously as a main eventer was last night. I was like, wow, this dude is awesome. I like the move he did where he gave him the Sister Abigail thing and had him hit the railing. Awesome, awesome.
How about
stuff.
This? I've heard this, that Bray Wyatt is must-see pay-per-view because really only get to see him wrestle on pay-per-view.
Indeed.
They're doing it right with Bray Wyatt. I'll give them props for that. They haven't screwed him up yet. The operative word being is yet. But they haven't screwed him up yet. So I'm giving them his props.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I got this sent to me from a good you know source of mine. And it literally just came to my phone as I seen it. And I want to believe my source, and I actually told Cammy who my source was last night. But I can't believe this. I really can't. I love it when people listen to your radio show. So shouts out to you for tuning in. But there's major rewrites that are being thought about right now backstage because they did not expect to have the negative reaction.
Yeah, my boy told me that too. Yeah, my whole boy who works at Bleacher Report, a pretty big heavy dude at Bleacher, told me the exact same thing.
How could you not expect a negative reaction is why I'm laughing.
Yeah, that's so stupid, man. And this is my problem, too. It's like, okay, so then when you piss the fans off royally by not having Brian in the Rumble, when you just rip their hearts out, you have a chance to redeem yourself because the fans, for a good 6 or 7 minutes, how long was it, Spy? It was about 7, 8 minutes. The fans were just booing the hell out that Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Then they started to get back into it with Roman Reigns. They started to, you know, when Punk got eliminated, they started to kind of get back into it with Roman Reigns.
Because they thought maybe Roman would win.
Yeah, and they were like, okay, so Bryan's not winning, but at least Reigns is winning. And then you still have Batista win. And now, look, let me tell you this about Batista, because I'm not a Batista hater. Batista moves the needle. He does. He got some high ratings on Monday. He sold a ton of merch for WWE. He made millions of dollars for WWE. He is who he is. But Batista's not The Rock. Batista's not The Rock. No one on that roster should ever bitch about The Rock, because The Rock being in the main event means more money in everybody's pocket.
More eyes on the product.
Yeah, that's what The Rock winning the championship means. Everybody got paid that last year for WrestleMania. That's what The Rock means. Batista's just not The Rock in that regard. And I'm not saying he doesn't have the potential to be a star, but The Rock is already a star that's comparable to Stallone or Schwarzenegger. You know what I'm saying? He's that kind of mega star. Remember how big those guys were in the in the 80s, not early 90s. Those dudes were there was no bigger stars than Stallone or Schwarzenegger. At best, Batista is Mickey Rourke level.
Hulk Hogan was third.
Right.
Stop it.
In the early 80s, or like mid-80s, 86, 87, Hulk Hogan was...
Yeah, Hulk Hogan was a wrestling star.
Nobody was seeing No Holds Barred, man. That movie tanked miserably.
No. Of course it tanked, because it would look like it was going to be stupid.
It was a wrestling movie,
But I'm talking about he was on everything. Leno.
Right. Hulk Hogan was on Johnny Carson.
Batista's not even on the level of Hulk Hogan. I'm just talking about movie star-wise, because Batista's starting to do...
He doesn't even count as a movie star. I don't even...
At best, Batista could hope to have a Mickey Rourke career. He's not going to have a Schwarzenegger career. He's not going to have a Stallone career. But at best, Mickey Rourke is who he'll be, which is still respectable and commendable, but it is who he is. Now, it was a mistake to have him – to put him in that position. I really do think they have to turn Batista heel fast.
Well, after he did off the cameras.
Yeah, man, he's just childish, man. That dude.
Right, not only is it childish, Cammy, the things he didn't
I'm
close
professional.
It up, he flipped the fan the bird. He did the yes, Shanny taunted. That's not. It's disrespectful. It's unprofessional.
Versus Brian at Elimination Chamber for the slot.
This is the thing. It's like people ask.
I don't think they're going to screw Batista out of what he contracted when he signed.
People ask why Cena is in that spot that he's in, because Cena walks into those same hostile environments and laughs it off. He doesn't. He's not sweating booze. Cena goes into those environments expecting booze.
He walked out last night and was like, "Oh, so you're the one cheering for me? Like you? It's only you? Okay."
Yeah. But Cena knows. Cena doesn't take him to heart. The Rock was the same way. Like Rock didn't get booed that often, but every once in a while when he got booed, he'd play
the
role.
The Rock is such a chance for loud.
Yeah. When you watched that WrestleMania where The Rock got booed against Hogan, The Rock didn't throw a bitch fit. You know what he did? He was like, okay, since these fans are cheering Hogan, let me
supersell for Hogan. Let me
Hogan get his shine on.
But let me
Batista
go ahead.
Batista didn't do that.
Let me go ahead and get Chad on, because I mean the lines are open. I want to hear from the fans. I do ask the question. I want to hear from you. Do they care about you, the fans? Hey, Chad, you're the freshest one I watched it a second time, so therefore that doesn't count. You're fresh off of watching it.
Yeah.
Your reaction.
Yeah,
I had a chance to calm down. You go right ahead.
Well, first of all, let me apologize to the listeners and everybody for not having this week's segment ready, but wrestling history. I was a little sidetracked last night, went to the Blackhawks game up in Chicago. Weather happened and wasn't able to get back in time to do it, so my apologies. But I'll get into the Rumble. I just caught it. I'm about an hour or so fresh off of watching that. I'm going to echo, you know, pretty much everybody's sentiments, what they said about the Daniel Bryan thing and the mistreatment of the character there. I'm just going to kind of point out some other things that I thought of that I noticed myself and I haven't heard yet. The Big Show and Brock Lesnar beatdown was awesome. One thing that I thought that was stupid, though, is why are you going to have Big Show try to act like he's knocking out Brock Lesnar? I mean, the damn mixed martial arts giant himself, the beast incarnate, and you're going to have him try to sell a Big Show knockout punch.
Yeah.
Well, you're just going to beat Big Show down. Well,
honestly,
anyhow,
because if you – I've said, and I know y'all going to hate it, I said it before, to me, Brock Lesnar, and this is before he had his surgery, they were whooping his ass.
But he wasn't getting knocked out, though. That was one thing he was great at, was he took a punch.
But it's still storyline. If that's his finishing move, at least he, you know, one of the things where I super kick you and I fall down because I can't get the 1-2-3, you know what I mean? Like, okay, I didn't mind that because I thought, okay, you have to still, Big Show still has to be Big Show, despite the crying that he did months earlier. You know what I'm saying? He still has to be Big Show. He has the weapon of mass destruction. Do you really think in real life that Big Show...
I'm restricted to what else Chad pointed out. The Big Show, we're over that. You know, we don't really care about the Big Show, really. But, Chad, what else did you notice? Because you're fresh off this. What else did you notice?
Okay, well, just to cap off on the Big Show thing, if you're just going to beat him down and have Brock look like this dominant monster, then why do you even want to make, you know, Brock look silly by having him sell this horrible-looking punch? This punch is so horrible. It's, like, not even fast. It's just, you know... Like, I can swing my head around twice, and then you still be, you know, that punch would still be coming. But, you know, I thought that was real super corny to have Brock sell that. But another thing I noticed, the WWE title match, I am going to put blame on John Cena and Randy Orton. I know the fans did crap on it because the fans, tonight was WWE versus the fans. That's what it was. That was the theme of the pay-per-view. But I'm going to put credit on that because John Cena and Randy Orton, they're professionals. They get crapped on all the time, and, you know, some of it is valid. Some of it is just, you know, internet silliness. But in this match, they could have picked it up. Once they had the crowd, you know, behind them, it's like they didn't give a damn. They just phoned it in. And we've seen better performances out of the two. They just felt like they just took the ball and just kind of just went home. They didn't really do anything.
No way was this Lesnar Goldberg all over again at WrestleMania 20, kind of disrespectful.
No, I don't want to put it on.
It's
not that level, but what I'm saying is they didn't try to do anything to help better themselves either.
Yeah,
they just went out there and like, oh, this is what we're doing. Oh, the fans are crapping on us. You know, F the fans, and we're not even going to do anything special. So I am going to put, you know, because before, I know people have been sticking up for Cena and Orton and all that, but I'm not going to stick up for them. Because
I'm one of them. And
I disagree because I think that definitely could have, you know, at least put a little bit more momentum into that match because it's very, you know, for a match that we've seen 500 times before, they got to try to come up with something, you know, just to keep the fans in.
They should have
fought in
the bathroom.
Or try to make something for the fans to be interested. This one was just bland. the Kofi stuff, I like it every year, but, I mean, it kind of comes to a point of, like, you know, why are we going to care about this? Because the guy, you know, we know
he never
wins his spot.
Yeah, he's
got to
win eventually with that stuff. You know, I thought last night, even if he didn't win, he should have been one of the final four. It's ridiculous that this dude is I'm just thinking as a performer, like, I mean, the risk that he took last night, you could have some crazy fan try to knock him off of that thing.
Right.
You know?
Right. I thought the same thing. I said, there's no way he's going to make this. And my son marked out when he saw that.
I thought it was awesome. That was like, I thought that was better than even the handstand spot he did.
But see what I'm saying about that's for business? It could have been somebody sitting there who just tripped his leg and jumped over and beat him up. And it wound up being an NXT guy where you could have did something with that later,
for Kofi, only to have him jump back in and get tossed out two minutes later. Like, they didn't advance nothing. That's my beef.
This is where I have a problem. This is where I always stand where I stand. And, again, I've always stated me and Kenny had a long fuck to say. I'm not on the side of what they did was right today. But if Daniel Bryan would have won this Royal Rumble, I don't think you guys would be sitting here complaining about the things you guys complained about.
Wait a minute. No.
I would still be complaining about
I would still
everything
complain
I'm
about
complaining
Big
about.
E. I would still be complaining about the mistreatment.
Don't put that evil on me.
Don't put that one on me.
I put that evil on you, Ricky Bobby.
I'd be complaining about every single thing. I'd still be complaining about Kofi and his outfit. Outside of Kofi.
And I give you that, KME, outside of Kofi, everything else. Like, and just to read.
No, I'd be complaining. Come on, man. I'd be complaining about everything.
Just to read Mr. Lopez's comments. He says, Ryan and Daniel's match stole the show. Big Show Lesnar match was terrible. Disagree. We should have known.
It wasn't a match, man. It was a fight. Should have known
they were going to win the Royal Rumble because they just signed them 2 weeks beforehand. And that's where I reside in that, too. For us, you know, we screwed ourselves. In a way.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. It's like you knew Batista was winning that thing. We knew that. I mean, I'm not mad at the Batista thing.
So my whole thing is if he was gonna win it from jump, at least have it look like he earned it. I mean, he came out with 20-something. He could have been like 8, 9. Like,
and he was tired at number 28. That fool was huffing and puffing. What did I say yesterday?
He looked like a broke down superstar Billy Graham. You could tell he's
all wrinkled.
He's got a little Kim in the face.
And I gotta say to these idiots also, Mike, before you move on to something else, the WWE pay-per-views, you can't sit there and say that internet fans, people want to see good stuff, and that's as simple as that. If WWE's putting on good pay-per-views, people would buy the pay-per-views. This is how streaming works. If you're not gonna watch it anyway, you're gonna stream. If you think that something's gonna be good, you want to watch it with your friends and stuff. WWE is the only pay-per-view company that are having the problems that they're having. That's why you can't say, oh, it's bootleggers and all this.
Really?
They're the only company having these problems. UFC.
That's not UFC.
100% true.
No. UFC pay-per-views last year dropped.
Yeah, they dropped, but they didn't drop because of bootleggers. They dropped because of oversaturated.
I don't think they're dropping, and I did read that somewhere as well. I don't think they're dropping because of the numbers are dropping because of bootlegging at all. I like the part where someone said, I know my boy Mike Grant said it, about the fans of Daniel Bryan. You're not paying to see him, however.
Nobody's paying to see anything. That's the problem. It's you can't sit there, and that's what my problem. People who don't see, people pay for good shit. They're not going to pay for bullshit. Sorry, excuse the language, but people aren't going to pay for crap. Look at bootlegging. Okay, why hasn't bootlegging affected the movie industry? Huh? Why hasn't bootlegging negatively affected the movie industry? I will watch it and I will buy the Blu-ray DVD.
But it's like
boxing pay-per-views are still high. UFC had slight drop off. It wasn't any catastrophic drop off. UFC pay-per-views
only one boxer. Only one boxer pay-per-view makes money. Shout out to the money team.
Yes, but boxing pay-per-views are a little bit more special because they're fewer and far between, but they still, their buy rates are still ridiculously high.
This is the problem. Again, we're talking about the consumer. And for all the people across the globe, the people that mattered last night were the people in Pittsburgh. And when Pittsburgh, 15,000, 16,000, are telling you what they want to see or who they want to see,
I can't say that's a complete honest assessment.
They did it in Washington, they've done it in Alabama, they've done it in Connecticut.
One plus one is two. I have to mute because I got to talk. One plus one is two. What's honest to me, what I feel is true, and what I did not like, I said it in the opening monologue, I did not like the fact that they did what they did during the Orton-Cena match. So I can't say 100% that they were valid.
Because they were tired of the same 9 million match.
I'm gonna say it for the 90th time. How about that one? We said yesterday about 90 times they wrestled. That is effing wrestling. When are you guys gonna understand that?
When are you gonna understand that?
What are you not understanding?
They had one simple task to do that any retard can do.
I'm not knocking that they dropped the ball last night. So don't take the part of me trying to stay face about wrestling, because I'm not staying face with Triple H. I'm not staying face with WWE. I posed a question on the show that says, do they care? And I also said, I don't think they do. But what I'm saying is that Spot was going to mention the fact that fans, that they spoke out for everybody. No, they did not, because I am, as I learned when I was a child, watching House Party, somebody. Okay, so when they sit there, when there's a diva match going on and they start cheering for other stuff, to me, as a performer, that's disrespectful.
But
that's the world we live in. The world we live in right now, sits at home on their internet, and they do what they want to do. They be malice towards people's opinions and thoughts, and that's wrong. I'm not knocking.
You're malice towards people's opinions and thoughts.
If you heard what I said I'm knocking the spots they said that they represent 100%. That's what I knocked. I didn't knock what they did.
Let me say this.
You didn't knock them today, but you
no,
done that.
What I'm saying to you is this. I don't remember them doing that during Trish and Lita's matches. The WWE makes you irrelevant. So when they want to throw you in our face, we already don't care about you. That's why the Divas matches is called bathroom matches. They used to be must-see matches when they gave us people to care about. When they don't do that, they become bathroom matches. Nobody wants to see Orton and Cena for the 99th time.
Listen to the point that I'm making. The point I'm not making, and this is where KME gets his all in his bunch and pull out the wedgies and everybody gets all upset inboxing me. Listen to what I'm saying. Do me a favor. Don't be like my children and listen. When you're reading the Bible, right? There's pretext and post-text, okay? Get what I'm saying in the middle, because that's where the meat is. This ain't milk no more. I'm tired of giving you guys milk. I'm giving you something to eat on so you can nourish your body, okay? I am agreeing with what you're saying, but what I'm saying in the same token is, as a professional, as a performer, it is disrespectful. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying they're not justified in doing it. If that's what they feel like they want to do, hell, I'm one who sat here and said, I was one of the guys, when everybody was going to ECW, I was saying sucks because I didn't like everything that they did, okay? I didn't like everything that they did. All I'm saying is, as a performer, I feel, as to me, because I'm in charge of my world and the world that I live in, that it's disrespectful when people are performing, giving their all, to somebody to sit there and boo or start checking. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying anything else but that. I think that when they're doing that, I think for as much as John Cena has given to this company, has given to the business of wrestling, for whether you like John Cena or you don't like John Cena, even KME just said he walks into a place and he ignores this. He comes to work. He does his job. To sit there and boo because you're not happy, then why the F did you buy the ticket when you knew that?
No, that's stupid right there. I'm trying to be reasonable, dude. But
when the last time you bought a ticket, KME, to go to wrestling? You don't. You stop buying it because you stop.
The thing with the W, you can't blame the consumer for your faux pas. You know what I'm saying? It's your fault. It's their fault that the consumer is reacting that way.
I'm not disagreeing with that. Again, as a consumer, right? And you're a very intelligent person. You have a master's degree, for Christ's sakes. All right? I'm working on my BS, and I don't mean bullshit degree. Okay? For me as a consumer, I'm not going to get a T-Mobile phone. No offense to everybody.
But here's the thing, though.
T-Mobile don't supply their customers great service. So I'm not going to go buy a T-Mobile phone knowing that I may go down the block and can't get service.
Who's your favorite singer, Mike? I just have a question. Who's your favorite singer?
Justin Timberlake right now.
Who's your least favorite singer?
Justin Bieber.
Okay, so say you were going to a Justin Timberlake concert, which is gay, by the way, but say you were going to a Justin Timberlake concert.
It's not gay at all, by the way.
It's not gay. But anyway, that's beside the point. Say that you're going to a Justin Timberlake concert.
All right.
And you're waiting for your Justin Timberlake sing a song, and you're waiting for Justin Timberlake to sing his set, and his opening act is Justin Bieber. And Justin Bieber comes out there for 90 minutes, and he's just, you know, singing a bunch of crap songs that you don't care about because you're not a Justin Bieber fan. And then when Justin Timberlake finally comes out, he doesn't even sing the song the songs that you want to hear. He sings some like new crap off of an album that you never even heard of. Wouldn't you feel a little ripped off?
Thank you for making a point. I've been asking people for years and years in this show to make points that I can understand. I understand that example, but I wouldn't come.
There should be no but.
But
I totally
no,
get
no,
that.
I do get it. But my one but in that is that I wouldn't come until I knew if he was the opening act. I would wait until I thought Justin Timberlake would come on. But once he came on, if he started singing a whole bunch of NSYNC songs, I would start booing the guy.
And that's how they feel about the scene.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Like I said,
they're not getting the classics.
We appreciate good wrestling for good wrestling, no matter who it is. For hell, I didn't think Bray Wyatt could go like he did. He impressed me.
Yeah.
Cena and Orton didn't do anything to do that. Hell, Big Show and Brock Lesnar knew they had to come up and turn it up from jump, and that's what they did. They didn't bore us and give us ref spots and holds. They fought.
I don't think they did. Every wrestler does rest spots and holds.
They kept it at a high tempo for the majority of it.
I felt that they were feeding the. I said this to you the last night.
Hell,
Tammy.
They even chanted.
I thought Orton was doing what he's never done before, and that was playing the role of, oh really? I'm not going to sit here and harp on something that's not going to change, because you guys are trying to get me back on their side. I'm not on their side. I'm in full 1,000% in agreement with everybody. I just think that you can't go from an A plus to a D.
If they did the Justice League movie and Batman wasn't in it, would you give the Justice League movie an A, or would you give it an F for Batman not being in it?
I would give it, Justice League without Batman. That's just impossible.
This is why
okay,
I give
exactly.
it a D.
Exactly.
This
it's real simple,
it
Mike. You're just making it more difficult than it has
to be. No.
Be.
I give it a D because the premise of the pay-per-view is the Royal Rumble. And the Royal Rumble, if the pay-per-view went off after John Cena and Randy Orton, fine. It would have been a B-plus pay-per-view where it'd been happy. But when you give that Royal Rumble with the roster we know they got back there and everything they're capable of doing, and they give Kane a slot for no reason when he's the director of authority and could have easily just ran out and took out CM Punk and everything been justified, and everybody had an opportunity to get over, because that's what this business is about. Getting over, making people want to tune in the next night on Raw. That's what they should have done with that Royal Rumble.
Don't you know that he's not best for Buddy?
El Torito.
You know the record state so that Shawn Michaels could still have the record, right, for the Royal Rumble? As it stands right now, Kane is still one behind Shawn Michaels. But let's answer some of these phone calls, guys. This guy's been waiting for 40
years. El Torito was in the Royal Rumble. I just want to throw that out there. El Torito.
Again, comedy spots that have been in the Royal Rumble since the Royal Rumble's been invented.
That could have been Santino, all I'm saying.
Mike Santino just had neck surgery. Mike Grant over in the UK, part of the Smack Talk Center.
Could have been Xavier Woods.
I'm glad he wasn't in it. I didn't want no soul glow in the ring. Mr. Informer, welcome back to the program. I know it's late over there in the UK. Do the WWE care about their fans?
No, they don't. No, they don't. They just care for themselves. Because it's the funny thing was, the Smack Talk Center, sorry for my voice because I lost my voice. We was at the gathering. We watched the Rumble. And just like you said, the Rumble from the start was good, right? But when mans like Kevin Nash came out at JBL, we still marked out. We still marked out crazy. When El Torito come out, everything was blessed. You see what I'm saying? But it was like, it only hit us at the end when the number 30 spot came out. And
right.
It was Rey Mysterio. That's where we thought, hang on. Wait
right.
a minute. Right? Even we thought that, okay, Daniel Bryan lost because he's going to come in late to the Rumble.
Really?
Even on WWE.com, right?
Really?
Even on there, there was only, 20 guys announced. So we were thinking, okay, so Daniel Bryan might come back in. We noticed that Cody Rhodes and Goldust, they was in their YouTube match, And they was in the Rumble. So here's us thinking, okay, so some of the guys that was in the pay-per-view earlier may appear in the Rumble as well. So when we saw Rey Mysterio come up for 30 and he got booed, it was a sad sight. Then we knew. And as for Roman Reigns, well, boy, I don't tell people. I says, the dude's not winning because it's way too soon. It might just go out and know it wouldn't fit into the equation. Maybe if it was next year, then I could say, yeah. But not now.
I agree with that part, infamous informer, that I thought it was too soon for Roman Reigns as well. But I do agree. It's too soon for Big E too. Again,
I disagree
with the fact that they should have. This is where it sounds like I'm contradicting myself. Besides to Wise Sebastian, the one we call Wise, I am a walking contradiction. So are you. So are you. And so is your mother. But they should have made an audible because the crowd. The thing was, okay, if Batista has to win the title, if that's what they guaranteed him, fine. It didn't have to be last night that he was given that slot. You know what I mean? Of pretty much. Because they kept
still
saying
a pay-per-view.
Right. But in that pay-per-view, I'm just curious of what's really going to happen. I was about to come back to Chad. Ron. Ronnie's been holding the longest. Ronnie, go right ahead, man. Do the WWE care?
They care to a certain extent, you know? I mean, you know, they care as much as, you know, up until a certain point. Like, you know, if they have a chance to bring back Batista, yeah, they'll tell the other guys to fall back or stuff like that. But they care. I mean, everybody cares about their bottom line. But, you know, but there's some things you kind of look at and say, okay, we got to go with this. This guy is... It's going on 2 years now with this dude being super over. I mean, it's going to be time when you have to do it before the people just get fatigued and say, you know what, forget it. Because we all saw it happen to Samoa Joe back in 08 when he finally defeated Kurt Angle, and people was like, what the hell with that bullshit. You know, it took too long. And you don't want these guys taking too long, even if it's a work or not, man. You gotta do it when the time's right, and right now they're wasting too much time. I've been waiting 4 goddamn months for them to give Braun his damn moment. And I thought I'd get it last night. Because the whole thing, it reminded me of Royal Rumble 94, where Owen finally turned on Bret, kicked Bret in his knee, and Bret had a bad knee, so you thought Bret wasn't going to end the Rumble. And then he limps out to the Rumble, wins the Rumble, goes to WrestleMania, wins the belt. And that's what I thought.
Just getting his moment.
That, you know what, I was the biggest component, Ronnie. You see me, and you know I'm like, give it time. I held out for the Rumble as well. I did. I thought there was no way they could go that long and not get this guy over. Again, I was at the birthplace of the Yes chant as it became in the arenas with the fans at WrestleMania 28, and it was then he lost, whatever. They went to that stupid Kang bit, which, okay, it was funny. It showed a different level to the guy, how you can pull the onion back on him. He had more levels to him, unlike Zack Ryder, in my opinion. That Daniel Bryan can do multiple things. To me, a superstar has to be able to do multiple things. Daniel Bryan has shown that he can do that. They have to give him his moment, and it would be Royal Rumble leading into WrestleMania. That has yet to be seen. So, I'm not like other people where I'm going to say I'm not going to watch no more. I can't believe this after I've spent X amount of dollars on watching a company. And I've seen that for multiple reports. I have. It's part of my lifestyle. It's like turning my back on the Chicago Cubs. I've never won a World Series, but every year. Well, that's not true. I don't get hyped for them. But every year I watch. You know what I mean? So,
it baffles me, man. It's like. You know, like I said, I'm more on the side of the business. Like, yeah, the Daniel Bryan thing and everything. Yeah, but if you weren't going to do that, you could have created other spots for other guys that, like Shawn Michaels was saying after the Daniel Bryan, Bray Wyatt match, these guys are your future. And the future of the company, I can't even predict it. I can't even tell because last night was a spot. Big E was number 29, and it's like I missed him. This is your current Intercontinental Champion, who's number 29 in the Royal Rumble, and I missed him? You know what I mean? Like, I didn't get to see the future of, you know, the guy that's supposed to be the guy the next 4 or 5 years. I didn't see – he didn't do nothing? Like, he could have eliminated Roman Reigns for all of that.
You know what I mean? Like, they didn't do nothing to advance. All this crap with Batista and ADR, ADR didn't do nothing to him in the Rumble. I don't get it. There's still a pay-per-view in between. People forget that. That's business. What's going to make me watch the Elimination Chamber?
Nothing. And also,
What's going to make me order that? What's going to make me order the app? I still will. Don't get me wrong, but... The fans that are mad at them, right. There's a lot of good, for the first time ever, and everybody knows how I am. Hell, look how I'm yelling at my own crew right now. You know what I mean? I can't help them right now. You know what I mean? I think for once the IWC won this one. I do. I have to.
The Outlaws will lose to the Usos eventually. Hopefully that's what I want. And will we even care? Because the Usos are 6 months too late.
I don't think they are. I think they're just now peaking, to be completely honest. If you look at what's going on, they're just not giving them a shirt. They're just not giving them production. They're just not talking for the first time. They are just now starting to peak. No matter what you want to think, because they've
been there. Yeah, you're right. They're like three shirts.
If they were La Resistance or some other cracker team, they would have been – they would have – been champs a long time ago.
We can't go based on merchandise, but I damn sure knew when them Outlaws wore them new shirts, they was winning. I knew that.
I can't have a question, Mike, and Spot, and Chad, and everybody else. Can Triple H not make it that obvious that he's pushing his homies? I mean, you got Nash in the Rumble, you got Batista winning the Rumble, and you got the Outlaws winning the tag.
You got Shawn and Rick up top, and you got your boy with the belt. The evolution generation.
Don't make it that obvious.
Russo,
it's Vince Russo 2.0.
It reminds me of when George Bush was president and he hired all his idiot friends to do jobs,
I will not be surprised if X-Pac comes back and beats Big E for the Intercontinental.
Hey, before I take off, I'd like to get new calls online. He's been holding there about a minute apart, so tough. Just hold 1 second. We got a call coming in from the 215. Reese is here. Reese. Do the WWE care about you?
Yeah. My dude, after that Royal Rumble, I was like, having more question marks than the Riddler got on his uniform, dude, because I ain't know where they were trying to go last night. But I will give a couple things. One, I am going to say, and I did not think this, Randy Orton, for once, I have got to give you credit. Because I did not think he was going to drop that damn Duck Dynasty line on Bray Wyatt, which came out of left field, because funny lines and Randy Orton, I would never put together.
Someone wrote it.
And two, I was like, I was so happy that Randy was sticking to the fans. Mike, you brought this up earlier. When the fans were booing during that whole title match and they're like, Randy was playing off to it, I was like, for once, I am glad somebody's finally giving an F you to the fans, because I was like, you want to stick it to me? Guess what? I'm going to do it to you twofold. And as far as the Rumble goes, I was like, hello, of course Daniel Bryan was going to be in it. It was like, this dude had a concussion 8-9 days ago. You're going to put him in a match with Bray, then put him in the Rumble and perhaps jeopardize him even worse than he is? I was like, this one gets me with, and I understand Daniel Bryan is mad over right now. But there comes a point where if y'all have been pushing this dude for under the sun, and then it was like, what y'all going to do? Put this dude into a hospital because he's got to fight that hard to, get himself over it? And it's like, y'all act like you're healthy. Well, for those fans who are, obsessed with D-Bry being a man all of a sudden, it's like, no, y'all are not going to have this dude get to the top without him being in a wheelchair right now, because I don't know why.
I have the one question, right, that gets me, and I'm using the terms they use, right, Cammy? This is where you come in handy because you're the, that crunching numbers kind of guy. How can, they use the term best for business, right?
Yeah.
Best for business to him, it has to be the bottom line, right? That's all what business is about. Business is about making money.
but they're not making money. Or are they? You know what I mean? Like,
here's the,
is it that far off if they were to give it a shot, even if it was a 6-month shot? You know,
here's the thing right now. WWE's in flux a little bit. John Cena is still the dude of that company. He's still, you put him in the main event of a pay-per-view, it's guaranteed a draw. Daniel Bryan is not quite there yet, and they're kind of have this attitude. They want fast results out of him as far as buy rates and stuff are concerned, and it's not going to happen. It'll happen if they give him a sustained, serious push, but something like that's not going to happen overnight. It never happens overnight, and that's what I don't think that they understand it. They just don't want to. Don't want to follow the leader, you know what I'm saying?
I need somebody to pull this up since we're talking about business and we got time. What was the buy rate from WrestleMania and WrestleMania 9? Because that went from being about Hogan to being about Bret.
Hey, King Vaughn, I know
you
listened.
Look that up for me.
Okay, are you looking for me too? No,
I can look it up too.
And this is to Lopez, you TNA lover. Screw you. He said, in his opinion, the worst is yet to come. Don't get mad at me because you're
Wait
talking.
A minute now. Wait a minute. 16,000 people was in attendance last night. And only
I don't like to get in the business of agreeing with Lopez, but...
Screw you, too.
I don't disagree with
Lopez.
Don't you wish that evil
on my wrestling? Don't you wish
yeah,
it?
I don't disagree with that.
WWE is about $2 billion way ahead of TNA. Right. Like, let's not go that
well,
far.
Well, they're not going to go. They're not dropping a TNA status.
ECW wasn't even at TNA status.
We never agree, and I had to agree
hold
with
on,
you.
Hold on, let's get these buy rates, man.
Okay,
I'm looking at them.
Hold those 1 second.
I got them.
Go ahead, Tall.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Last night, to answer your question originally, WWE, they care about fans. They have to care. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in business. However, there are some circumstances where there's some times where they're not really concerned with what the fans want. They're just going to go the direction that they want to go.
It's the baby boy thing. I love you. But I lie to you because I care about your feelings. I lie to these other girls. I tell the other hoes the truth because I don't care. Is that what they do?
Right. To go into detail about Royal Rumble, I'll like make this quick. The pre-show tag match was good. Like Spotface said, you know, the fact that New Age Outlaws had new merchandise, that right there automatically told you they were going over. The first match between Daniel Bryan and Bray Wyatt was good. You know, that's what happens when you give guys time. You know, as KME said earlier, most Rumble matches are filler. You know, it's probably one of the better singles matches since Angle and Benoit. It was a good match.
Absolutely.
Lesnar's show was what it was. And let me tell you about Cena Orton. Now, everybody was booing that match for a different reason. In my opinion, here's why I wasn't feeling the match. And it had absolutely nothing to do with the match itself. The reason I wasn't feeling the match was because the program was cold. It was a cold program. At the very last minute, they inputted John Cena's dad. They had Randy Orton attack him, and they tried to use that at the last minute to give Orton heat. And then they had a horrible go-home show on Raw where Cena shows up unrealistically at the last minute and wearing shorts in the cold, and he chases after Orton, and then it's over. So it's like, wait a minute, you mean to tell me this guy jumped your dad?
How was that unrealistically? I've seen wrestling my
because
entire life.
Because if you jump my dad, and I know where you're going to be next week, I'm going to catch you from jump.
No, this is it's unrealistic because he's the top guy.
Guys come at the end of a show all the time. That's what I'm saying. Guys show up at the end of a show all the time. I've always watched that in wrestling, and so have you.
Yeah, but the main point of it is, what I didn't get about it is this guy jumped his dad. Like, so in kayfabe, like, just think about this logically. In kayfabe, his dad got jumped. That's personal. So you mean to tell me that you're going to settle this personal vendetta in
that's
a normal singles match?
I get your point. I get that. I get all that. I just didn't think.
Right. If the match itself was whatever. And moving on to the Rumble, you know, you guys have already, you know, discussed a lot of stuff. My main beef with the Rumble, really, and Spotface touched this earlier, was, you know, my favorite thing about the Rumble, besides the match itself, are the multiple stories that are told in the match. And there really wasn't too many stories. I was very, very, very disappointed with the usage of Big E Langston. He's been on TV a lot. They've been pushing him hard. I thought that he was going to have, like, you know, a good moment. I thought that maybe... I thought that Big E and Roman Reigns were going to have, like, maybe a Hogan Warrior moment. Like, they would have a face-off, and maybe eliminate each other. But Big E just came in there and was just casually eliminated by Sheamus, and I was like, what?
I know.
Yeah,
in the words of, in the words of my wife, this is what she said, and she's a casual wrestling fan. She stopped watching since the 90s, and I'm going to let you finish your point. Big E Langston will not make it because that's one ugly-looking man. I'm just
saying. Hogan was ugly, too, but come on.
Big E was casually eliminated. That kind of annoyed me. I mean, there's the story with Dean Ambrose attempting to eliminate Roman Reigns, so, you know, that was a story right there. You know, shout-outs to Roman for breaking Kane's record. I thought it was kind of random for Kane to just, like, I think most of us knew CM Punk was going to get screwed anyway. But, we all knew that.
He was the MVP. Everybody says Roman Reigns. I gave the MVP of the Rumble to CM Punk. I thought that he elevated other people. And if you watch, I mean, if you go back and watch it and you pay attention to what he's doing, like what he did with the Usos when they came in and just how he got guys together. And I thought CM Punk was that Undertaker figure in the ring last night for the Royal Rumble.
He was on Anderson
for War Games.
I also liked how him and – because everybody knows, even if you're a casual fan, you know that him and Kofi Kingston are best friends. And I liked the little spot that they had, you know, where they had a good little 2-3 minute one-on-one.
Right.
And, you know, CM Punk did, you know, try to make Kofi Kingston look like a serious competitor in the Royal Rumble. And
right.
I appreciated that, you know.
Right, and to just sort of end up the rant, Kay and me and I, we talked about this last night. The biggest thing that really annoyed me was the fact that they made Rey Mysterio number 30. He didn't deserve that. WWE knew good and well that whoever was going to be number 30 was going to be booed. So the way I look at it, it was going to be negative anyway. So if you're going to have a 30, they should have had it be a heel like Bad News Barrett. Like, for example, have 30 be Daniel Bryan's music, right? The fans just go apeshit, and then the music stops. And then Wade Barrett comes out, and he's like, oh, you guys were expecting Daniel Bryan? Well, I've got some bad news. If that would have happened.
And that's how you get him over.
He would have had nuclear World War II heat, but instead they got Rey Mysterio. Like, he didn't deserve that.
Hold on.
Damn sure played Rey, yo.
We got another caller coming in, Brian from Tennessee. Brian, you're on with Perfect Flex Talk Radio. Do the WWE care about you, the fan? Okay, Brian dropped. All right, you waited for all that time and then dropped.
I got those buy rates.
37385.
I have them too. Yeah. Let's get these buy rates, man. I need these buy rates. Check.
All right, let me get you here. You know what? Since you did the homework, KMA, I'll do WrestleMania 8 and I'll let you do WrestleMania 9.
I got them both right here.
So what I have for WrestleMania 8 is 360,000 buys.
Right. Yep.
And then,
WrestleMania 9
had 430,000 buys.
Yeah, yeah. That's why when I tell people that you can't blame these lackluster pay-per-view numbers on buy rates is because WWE's buy rates are actually way higher than they used to be. You know what I'm saying? They're waning now because the product isn't good. If the product is good, people will buy. People like buying
stuff like that. The reason I wanted those buy rates is because arguably we're looking at Hogan, Bret Hart, too, with Cena, Daniel Bryan, and it's like, the dude's moving the merch. The dude is moving the crowd. Y'all not even building him substantially enough like they did with the Bret Hart in that case to go from 8 to 9 where you can wean out a Cena. I'm waiting for a Cena-less WrestleMania, in my opinion. But we won't get that when the WWE don't take chances. Last night was the perfect opportunity to take the chance, and they dropped the ball.
And the thing is, let's be honest, Cena can't go at the same rate he's been going for the last, 10 years. He's older now. He's 36 years old. His body is not going to let him do the stuff that he used to do. They need somebody to take his place.
And Nikki
Bella's
going to pull a baby out of him somehow.
Yeah, yeah. She's sinking her claws in, and I got to give her props for it.
I just feel bad. Like I said, I really feel bad for Rey Mysterio, Oscar Gutierrez, as he is known by his family. That man did not deserve that.
And I think if they'd have told him, hey, Ray, we changed our mind. You know, this crowd is going. Like, I go back to Attitude Era spot. For what it was, we're all probably going to say it's one of the best times ever. They did do what was best for the fans. Yeah, Vince would play like, with you all you want, but he did. He even if he didn't give you what you wanted on Raw, on the next Raw, you damn sure got it by the third one, if not the pay-per-view.
I remember that pay-per-view, the Survivor Series, where Shawn Michaels and Sid were fighting each other, and Shawn Michaels was supposed to win that match, but the crowd in New York just absolutely hated Shawn Michaels. He was getting boo chants. He was getting a bunch of gay slurs chanted at him. So then they called the audible, and Sid won the match. And then they just had Shawn Michaels win it back in January when they were in San Antonio.
Which was great for business.
Yeah. Which helped both dudes out, and something like that should have happened last night. It's just as simple as that. You don't do that to these kind of crowds. And this is kind of what gets on my nerves about it. Is you're billing that $10 a month pay per views from February onward, $10 a month pay per views. Last night was about an $8 pay-per-view. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
And it's like, if this is what you have in store, if you buy the app, they got to sell that app thing because they're not they have to
$54.99.
Yeah, they're not gonna. It's not gonna be that easy for them to meet that million quota. They have to get a million subscribers to break even, and that's not an easy task to do. You know what I'm saying?
I had a stream. Like I said, I could have streamed it. I'm a fan. Like I said, I'm a guy who will go see a movie, come home, bootleg it, and then still buy it on DVD. That's the kind of guy I am. If I truly love something, I'm a consumer. And I said this earlier today, and we got a call coming in from a good friend of the program. I said this year has been the worst for me overall as far as sports, gaming, and wrestling because the three things outside of my real life that I care about the most, my entertainment life, have sucked. I glamored and professed these next-gen video games. They suck. I glamor and talk about professional wrestling, and right now, because they're not giving me what I want, it sucks. But, you know, again, I look at bigger pictures, and we got a good friend of the program calling in, one of the most intelligent wrestling fans I've ever come across, my man Glenn, the Wrestling Marks of Excellence. Glenn, what's going on, man? Do the WWE care about you, the fan?
Hey, do they care about me as a fan? Yeah, they care about me as a fan. Want to know why? Because all the people that's complaining today are going to buy the app next month.
No, I'm not. I was never buying the app. I take exception to that, Mr. Wrestling Marks of Excellence.
But hold on. Not even that. We go back to the fans. The fans wanted Zack Ryder to be U.S. champion. How did that work out for them? The fans wanted Dolph Ziggler to be the world heavyweight champion. How did that work out for them? It's the day after Royal Rumble, and people are complaining. You don't even know where the storyline is going. It could go to the point that DB still wins.
No.
It still goes to the point that DB wins. I can care less if DB wins or if Batista wins. You want to know why? DB cannot carry the company. The reason why his face is not recognizable. He's not a recognizable dude. If you put DB in the airport with some luggage and you take away the beard, he's the average Joe guy. You take
John Cena. I believe that
Dave
Batista is that kind of guy. If I see a hairy grizzled dude like Daniel Bryan at the airport, he will stand out amongst
that's gonna happen.
First of all, let's get that out the way. Secondly, this crap about wait until tonight. You look, man, I don't judge. I judge stuff on what I see at the moment. I'm not sitting there like, maybe it's going to be good in 2 weeks. Give me something good now. If it's good now, I'll give it a good review now. If it ends up being good later, then it's good later. But if it's not good now, it ain't good now, man. What you're doing is rationalizing bull crap from WWE.
Hold on, Cam.
Did you buy the pay-per-view?
I did. You did. All right, so if that's the case, the point is that I got you $55, and then I'm going to get you 10 for the next 6 months because you got to get a six-month commitment on your 10.
So why are you making fun of me? You're making me feel like my money's going to go down the drain.
Yep, it's pretty
much last night. See, this is what you guys do. This is what you guys do. You sit there and you sit there and you act like WWE is doing a good job. Not you, Mike. I'm talking about guy. This wrestling
like
marks of excellence and these realmers and all these other people. They sit there and act like because WWE is ripping you off that they're doing a good job, that it's good for business. But the thing about it is business isn't high right now. Business is not hot in WWE. Business is lukewarm, and that's the freaking problem. If business was all that hot, they wouldn't even be moving to this app. They're doing this network thing because they need a new structure for business because pay-per-views ain't cutting it. You acting like if pay-per-views were cutting it, they would still be doing pay-per-views.
Go ahead,
but there's no competition. There's no competition. When you have no competition in the business world, you can give people crap because you're the only guy.
I'm tired of that no competition. Because the NFL has no competition, and they still get the job done. That's why everybody's glued to their butts at 6 o'clock on Sunday night for the damn Super Bowl.
Their competition is everything else. That's the thing that you guys got to understand. Just because there's no other wrestling company that's on par with WWE doesn't mean they're not competing with football. Doesn't mean they're not competing with the NBA. Doesn't mean they're not competing with when wrestling was hot in the 90s, they were beating Monday Night Football in a lot of weeks in the ratings. Wrestling is not hot right now, dude.
The same way the NFL restructured their schedule to keep the divisional games later on in the season for those games to still matter, even though if you're a Jacksonville Jaguars fan, you know you ain't going to matter. Or if you're a Tennessee Titans fan, sorry, your team don't matter. The WWE needs to restructure. And how do you restructure? You make people matter. That's why the Attitude Era was so great, because you mattered about – you cared about badass Billy Gunn, even when he won King of the Ring. You cared about D'Lo – right, you cared about D'Lo Brown in the head shake in the European title run. Hell, you cared about friend of the program Ken Shamrock when he became IC champ. You gave us people to care about. And people like Daniel Bryan, the Dolph Ziggler, the Kofi Kingstons, the guys that people are caring about, they don't do nothing with them. And that's the problem.
Let me say this.
The guys that you named made themselves stand out. They made themselves – that's why the difference between pro wrestling and what you have now, sports entertainers. Pro wrestlers made themselves stand out. Sports entertainers
Kofi Kingston does everything to make himself stand out, and they still don't push him. He has a great moveset.
Come on. I'm not the pro. He's a black man. He's not going to stand out.
Okay,
he's
so
a black
then
man.
So they push Dolph Ziggler to the hilt. They push Dolph Ziggler to the hilt. Put him up against John Cena, and they still don't let him go over. What else do you want the guy to do? He does
everything.
Well, they say
because his name is Dolph Ziggler. That's what people say.
That's their fault. That's their fault, not his.
Let me just say this. I understand, Glenn, where you're trying to go. I do. Because I'm in that realm. Halfway, as my wife would tell me, baby, you can't be halfway in and halfway out when it comes to church. That's why I'm both feet in. But I understand where you're going. But to this point, I will say, okay, they do care. Problem is, I don't know who they're caring to. Because honestly, my 6-year-old, I was not unhappy. But then a friend of all of ours, someone that would be known, put it like that. We all know Mr. Main Event.
Yeah.
The boy was dead there in tears. You know what I'm saying? He's like, he's ready to hang up his wrestling ship fan. And I think I hold on Cammy. I hold on Spot. I hold on Ron. I hold on Toph, despite the arguments and the disagreements that we all have. And I do welcome them from everybody on this panel, at least. There's some people that be in those things we be in to me just say stupid stuff. But the most of you guys, especially the ones that I tag in anything of mine, I respect your opinion enough to do so. But
the thing that kills me is
– hold on, Spot. I say that to say, what else am I going to do? If you have to hold on to something, right, or let it go. It's like hold on to that bad relationship. You know what I mean? Either you stay because you're afraid to be alone, or you get up and you leave, or you stay because you think that one day it's going to get better. As a wrestling fan, I said this before, a long time ago, I stopped. I'm desensitized. I've been reading a book. I'm desensitized from being upset about wrestling. I was disappointed last night, and I thought it was horrible. But you know what?
I'm going to watch it tonight. But see, this is the point about the not caring. When I say about the not caring, we didn't care about Mick Foley winning the title.
until WCW told us, hey, don't turn to it. Mick Foley's winning the World WWE Championship. And we was like, wait, they're putting over Mankind? We got to turn to that. And that's what I'm saying, that kind of thing.
Russ, like I was smoking.
Right, like we was all, and that's what I'm saying. It didn't matter about the competition. We just heard, yo, Mankind's winning the title tonight. We gotta see that.
I think they gotta start pushing younger talent. They have to. It's bad
and that's
for
why
business.
I hated the Rumble.
It's bad for business if you go back and you get these guys that we've seen. I understand because to their mind frame, they're thinking, I bring Batista in, Batista's gonna bring money. These guys that they thought, you know. This is not The Rock. I think KME said that earlier. This is not The Rock where no matter what The Rock does, we're going to go buy it because he's The Rock. And you know what? There was a point when The Rock came back, everybody wasn't on board with that. Everybody was, I don't know who they were, but everybody wasn't on board with that. Go ahead, Glenn.
Because I was one of them because I knew the streak. I knew I wouldn't get the title versus the streak, which I still think would have been amazing for business.
Go ahead, Glenn.
But what you said is that when you first said your last statement, who was it for? It's for the stockholders because their stock went up again this day. You know what I'm saying? It's for the stockholders. It's not about us, the fans. It's about the people who invest in the company. And when your stock can go from $8 last year to $16 prior to your network to right now $21.48 a share, that's who it's for. It's for the stockholders who are watching it because it's more
the
money in pocket.
The
stockholders aren't watching it, first of all. They're investing
in it. Anytime you guys definitely keep dumping stock out of her trust fund to keep getting millions and millions, and the stock keep going up, they tell you where the money's at, man. It's all about corporate America. How many more people can we get to drive behind this machine? It's no longer pro wrestling. It's entertainment. And when we argue about it, we're not watching the wrestling from the 80s and even the mid-90s where stuff was just free for all. People had their own opinions and then go out there. You're watching stuff that is scripted. Guys have a script. They got to go back and memorize it and come out there and get a promo.
Glenn,
they got to hit every point.
Glenn, that's part of the problem, Glenn. And I say that when you have Shawn Michaels, who's best friends with the guy who's calling the shots, when you have Ric Flair, when you have Jim Ross, who we all have to agree. I told this to Cammy last night. So I got to say live on air. Okay, is that all right? When I said people got mad at me for my Jim Ross statement, all I was saying was that why have Jim Ross talk about wrestling when he can't fit in today's society? You got this guy trying to commentate on his horse crap. That's not his style, so it doesn't fit him very well. You know what I mean? So you got all these guys, the Mick Foley's, you name them, Matt Hardy. I don't care what you think about Matt Hardy. The Hardy Boys is one of the greatest, put them together, in WWE history. When you got these guys that everybody's looked up to say, what is going on? Triple H has to listen.
Yeah, when I was tweeting, for the last, like, year, I say, Mick Foley has been the biggest dude just kissing WWE's butt and saying, be patient and everything is going to work out and defending.
Because he's a product of that. He's a byproduct of that.
But last night he finally stopped doing it. He was like, he wrote, like, two long blogs, and his son wrote a blog talking about the bull crap that Triple H is doing. The stock is doing well. It's not.
Jamie, what did I say to you? As the biggest Triple H fan I think you've ever seen, what did I say to you last night? I said he got to stop. I don't understand what he's doing. You have to come to a point. This hits the title of the show. Do they care? Okay, they care, right? It was kind of a oxymoron question. Yeah, they care. They wouldn't. That's their job is to care. But if they cared enough, it's like I love my daughter, right? But I don't care if she wants a boyfriend, no matter how bad she wants the boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? That's
right. And I just feel like they don't care because if they did care, my Usos would be WWE 2K14. I'm just saying.
It's just they got to do simple stuff. When you watch, like, I think WWE is just making this way too complicated. I akin it to anything else I watch on TV. When I watch Batman, I don't want to see Batman getting his ass kicked the whole time. I want to see Batman beat the Joker at the end. I want to see Superman triumph over Lex Luthor. I want to see the Flash beat Gorilla Grodd. This is the kind of stuff I want to see. I don't want to see the bad guys winning.
It's a comic book and it's storyline, and what makes the best story is when the good guy finally does get over.
That's exactly.
It's a good guy.
That's supposed to be wrestling.
That's supposed to be wrestling. Wrestling was always I use somebody
good
I can't because
dad.
He's
dad
the only person
evil.
I've ever met that really said this in my entire life. So I'm using him as a reference point, and it's not making fun. He never watches cartoons or anything. And I said, why? He said to me, wrestling was my cartoon.
Wow.
It was his comic
book.
That
was the truth.
It's true.
Britt finally conquered Big Yoko at 10. He lost
yeah,
at 9.
Yeah, you knew when Earthquake squashed The Undertaker on the Brother Love show, you knew that Hulk Hogan was going to come back and beat
him. That bastard Hulk Hogan stole Miss Elizabeth from right underneath Macho Man's nose. He put his hand on her arse. That's when I began to not like Hulk Hogan, when I had the vitamin kit with the tape that went into the cassette box and the little hand grip and the chart on the board. I had it all. Okay.
Yeah, but see, this is what I'm saying. It's a dark day. I said it's a dark day for WWE because
we are fans. How dark is the spot when you watch tonight? I know Love and Hip Hop is going to be good because that idiot Rich Styles is going to put his hands on Erica Mena. But are you going to watch tonight? Because I think as much
I have to watch the bad train wreck continue. I got to watch the train wreck continue
because we like
to see
train
how bad
wreck.
It is.
We like
yeah.
Train.
That's why we watch reality
okay,
TV.
That's the question. We got 4 minutes left. Mm. We got 4 minutes left, and I gotta work tonight. So I'm going to ask this question real quickly, guys, if we can be short-winded, including myself. Can they fix this? KME, yes or no?
Yes.
Toph, can they fix this? Yes or no?
Yes.
Chad, can they fix this? Yes or no?
Yep.
Glenn, can they fix this? Yes or no?
Yes.
Mo, are they at work? Can they fix this? Yes or no?
Eliminate the chamber.
Okay. Infamous Mike Grant, can they fix this? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. I'm going back to Mo. I think he was saying after something after I muted him. Mo, can they fix this? Yes or no?
If they want to, they can. I don't think they want to just yet.
I knew someone was going to give that answer.
That was going to be my answer, you son of a boop.
I agree wholeheartedly. They can. I don't know if they will, but I you know what? I'm going to be a mark for 5 seconds. I'm going to think that Triple H's head isn't that far up his own ass that he's going to fix it. I'm going to give him the benefit of not being an imbecile and
guess
say
what?
Triple H is not that retarded.
Guess what, Cammy?
I don't think that route.
Look what I thought for the last, a year that he wasn't
I don't
that
think Triple H is
going
to fix
night.
It.
No,
Stephanie's going to fix it.
This is where I want to intercede. On good authority, I don't know where these reports came out that Sting had signed. That's not true. But he was in the headquarters of WWE this afternoon. Run that with it as you may. So, again, we said this last year, Spot, you agreed. WrestleMania, as much as it should be for the fans, it's about putting butts in the seats, right? It's about, no matter whether we agree or disagree, and they dropped the ball with this and on Batista, because Batista should not have come back in this capacity. He could have came back and everybody would have been happy. He could have went to WrestleMania and fought whoever would have been happy. But having him take somebody's spot who's been there is where nobody's happy at. They get Batista. They get Sting. They get Taker. They get, you know, John Cena out of the title picture. They put Daniel Bryan in a meaningful match. Hopefully, Lord knows, I hope it ain't that dumb rumor about Sheamus that's been going around.
It's Brock.
Okay. Can they? That's how you fix it. But that's how you fix it. You go into Mania and then.
No, my radio.
I got to say this because my wife is just
radio,
the intelligent. Mom. Just the intelligent. Who's talking? the intelligent wrestling fan. When my wife says, because I was like, why? You know, my Nancy Kerrigan. Why? Why is Wade Bryan? I didn't like that because I don't like that the internet community who copy and paste. Shout out to Diggy Simmons. Copy and paste. Follow stuff. I didn't understand why Bray Wyatt. I'm sorry, against John Cena. And she said, baby, it makes sense. They're demonic spirits. They're in Louisiana. It don't even make sense. You know, you take down the big. It's like she said this. She said, "Babe, wasn't that guy, the God? What's his name? The Godfather? Wasn't he Papa Shango? Hulk Hogan all over again?" I said, "Wow, look at my wife, who's only watched wrestling since I've been here for 15 years, talking about Papa Shango shaking down Hulk Hogan with the booty."
Should have been in the Rumble.
Should have been in the Rumble. He was too busy in Las Vegas doing his thing. But guys, we got about Jesus time in my ear. 90 seconds is left. I'm watching tonight. Most of us will watch tonight. If you don't watch, what they say, right? The Raw after a pay-per-view is always the best lately, right? So let's hope that it is, right? I got to think, and I hope, at least from the text that I got from a very, very reliable source, that they're scrambling stuff backstage to make tonight or make amends from yesterday. I've said this. If the fans go in there tonight like they went in there last night, and I know I just said you don't boo talent, but you boo everything, then damn it, they got to hear it. They got to hear it from that point. Spot, you got anything to say before we got here? Spot, tell people where they can follow you on Twitter and Instagram, Spot.
Yeah, hit me up on Instagram at @spot_face, Twitter @spotface, no underscore necessary. And let's see what happens tonight, people. Let's just pray.
Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, everything there is a social network, at Mike Knox. I spell it with three X's. Look for my Around the Block with Mike Knox Raw Review coming out tomorrow. I have to work tonight, so I'll be up all night with you guys social networking in as well. Cammy, look for a phone call from me around 12:30 because I have to walk the damn haunted hallways of the hotel. People, have a good night. We out of here. Enjoy Monday Night Raw or don't. Whatever you do, just I'm going to say what I've always said. Be a fan. Peace.
You have no idea what you got involved with. You have no idea who you're messing with.
Mike Knox.
You have no idea. Congratulations.
Y'all better tune in to Monday nights after Raw. To the only show doing a recap when it goes off. You know how Mondays go. Watch your Raw first. Then listening to the Perfect Flex Radio. Shout out to the CEO, my homie Mike Knox.
What up?
AKA the Stephen A. Smith, the rest of
the
show.
Get out of here with that.
And if you ever...
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.